I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A Muslim father in Iraq survived ISIS occupation and seeing his mother and brother killed. But it was COVID-19 that finally led to his encounter with Jesus. MNN's Lindsay Koh gives us the rest of the story from Christian Aid Mission.
Sami Hussein lives in an internally displaced persons camp in northern Iraq. Because he was able to earn some income, Hussein wasn't interested in meeting the Christians distributing aid. Then he got COVID-19. Hussein became very sick and had to distance from his family by sleeping in a bag outside their tent. Local ministry leaders prayed for him from 2 meters away and gave him a Bible. After a month, Hussein found physical and spiritual healing. The best part, he and his whole family have accepted Jesus as their savior. Pray for Hussein to grow in his new faith. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
And a street encounter radically changed the lives of a truck driver and his wife in Pakistan. Christian leaders with FMI were recently distributing Bibles in Pakistan to Muslims in bazaars and the street. They know this is dangerous, but a man with FMI we'll call Nehemiah says they gave a Bible to a Muslim truck driver and shared the gospel with him. Later they got a phone call from the same truck driver. He wanted a relationship with Jesus. And after he accepted Christ, his wife did as well. Today this Pakistani couple is on fire for God, and the wife even started a sewing ministry in her home to other women.
So while she is teaching them how to stitch Pakistani dresses, she is sharing word of God with them also. And she has already distributed more than 50 Bibles in her neighborhood.
Please pray for more Pakistani Muslims to know the love of Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org.